Today, the Supreme Court let part of President Trump's travel ban take effect while the court reviews it. We'll start there with NPR's Ron Elving, senior Washington editor and correspondent. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Jeremy.
So parts of the travel ban will go into effect until justices hear arguments in October. This means that refugees and people from six Muslim-majority countries who do not have a personal or business relationship with someone in the U.S. will be banned from entry for 90 days. What are the implications of this?
The implications are great if you don't have any kind of connection into the United States, no anchor, no family member, no scholarship to go to a college or a job that's waiting for you. Now, of course, if you have any of the documents that allow you to travel to the United States, you're fine. So that's quite different from where we were in January, more similar to the revised order in March. But of course, as you know, both of those executive orders had been stayed in the courts. Now we are going to apply them only to those people who have no connection. So a certain class of refugee, a certain class of people coming from these countries is going to be excluded as the president wished. And that is why this is being read as, and certainly being celebrated at the White House as, a partial victory at least for President Trump, even though it could all be reversed in October.
And we'll have to wait and see exactly how people react to this. But we remember the chaos at the airports when the travel ban was rolled out. Do you expect to see that again?
It should not be as bad, but of course, we don't really know. We'll have to see how many people show up without the necessaries. If there are a lot of people who, not knowing or trying to defy this particular travel ban, show up without the necessary connection, show up without the documents to enter the United States, they would be excluded. And so there could be a certain amount of chaos. But it should not be as bad as it was at the January point, where no one really knew who was included and who was excluded.
The Supreme Court also today ruled 7-2 in favor of a Missouri church that wanted state funding for playground improvements. And in a rare move, Justice Sotomayor read her dissenting opinion from the bench. How consequential is this decision?
It's a consequential decision for certain in the sense that the court has generally, and federal courts have generally said, look, let's keep this simple. If you're a church, you're not supposed to be getting taxpayer money. But this is a playground, and it's a safety thing, and it's a state program that's taxpayer supported. And so what happened was that the state said, well, gee, the court in the state of Missouri said, we can't let you give any money to this church, even if it is just to make this playground safer, resurface it, because, you know, you're a church. And that, of course, offended several members of the Supreme Court, seven of them. And Chief Justice Roberts wrote that it was odious to our Constitution to single out a nonprofit and say, you can't have this thing for safety purposes because you are a religious institution. Then they put a footnote on this, and this is very important. They put a footnote on saying, we're only talking about a playground here. We are not talking about instruction. We're not talking about building schools. We're just talking about making a playground safer. This is a very narrow interpretation. But there are those who will see this as the nose of the camel under the tent and an opportunity for a lot more taxpayer dollars to go to parochial schools.
One more item from the Supreme Court before we get to the health care bill in the Senate, and that is that justices agreed to take up a religious liberty case involving a Colorado baker who refused to make a wedding cake for a gay couple. What's at stake there?
We have seen similar cases that have not come this far. The baker in this case said it would violate his principles, his religious rights, his religious liberty, to be forced to participate in any way in a wedding ceremony. In his case, he would be making the cake for a couple that he did not think had a religious right or in his own religious belief could not be allowed to marry. So this is going to test a lot of the different arrangements that are made with respect to gay couples having a marriage or just all kinds of accommodations for LGBTQ people. And it's going to be a really significant case.
All right. Meanwhile, in the Senate, Ron, we just got a new version of the Republican health care bill just posted this afternoon. They're still saying they want to vote on this week. First of all, what's the difference with the new bill and what's happening with this bill?
Most of the changes are technical changes, but there is a new section saying that if you let your health insurance coverage lapse for 63 days, you're going to be locked out of the insurance market for the next 6 months. This, of course, goes back to pre-existing conditions and a lot of the bigger issues in the bill, but they are trying to jimmy the bill just a little bit here and there to bring back on board some of these conservative members. This would be something that could lower premium costs and make life a little easier for insurance companies. Of course, it's not going to make life easier easier for the people who are affected by it. But right now, the entire purpose of whatever they do in terms of the Senate negotiations is to try to get more of these Republican senators back on board so they can have a vote on Thursday and pass it.
Does it look like that's working?
It looks like if they bring it to the floor, they will not come to the floor until and unless they have 50 votes for it. So no one can guarantee it'll be on the floor on Thursday morning for a vote.
And we remember that in the House bill, it failed the first time, or it didn't get a vote, and then they came back later and were able to pass it through the Republican House. Ron Elving, senior Washington editor and correspondent for NPR, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.